2 days into Auckland's newfound alert level freedoms, it hasn't been smooth sailing for the reopened hospitality businesses. Staff are wrangling customers to follow the strict rules and even copping abuse while working with a skeleton crew. Here's Kim Moody.
After 5 weeks of lockdown, Aucklanders have been treating themselves to takeaway coffee, dinner and treats. It's been a tough time, and Unite Union's National Secretary, John Crocker, says takeaway staff, like essential supermarket and healthcare workers, are bearing the brunt of it.
So our customers losing it. They're impatient. They're acting like they're almost addicted to some of these products. And when you have someone who's been waiting a long time and they have some bizarre need for this product, they're acting quite inappropriately and irrationally, and it's getting dangerous in some places.
He says the unions referred instances of abuse to the police. Some fast food joints have been inundated after reopening, and the sheer number of customers, coupled with the extra precautions staff have to take to keep safe, is pushing up wait times. And after 5 weeks of waiting, a little longer is proving too much for some.
Some of these staff are used to getting drunks on Friday and Saturday night, but we're seeing that more widespread around the clock. And, in a sense, they're safer because, we've only got drive-through open. So, in a way, they're safer because they're inside the building, so they don't have to confront the customers closely most of the time. But then you're getting heightened aggression. So there's kind of, an element of being more safe, but an element of being more exposed at the same time.
The reopening came with a raft of rules for businesses to enforce. Contactless pickup, delivery or drive-through only, physical distancing, mandated mask use and contact tracing. Restaurant Association Chief Executive Marissa Bidois says Auckland businesses that rely on face-to-face patronage have been completely locked out of trading for 66 of the 544 days since last year's lockdown.
Even though many of our businesses are welcoming their customers back into the business contactlessly, and that's great to see. However, the smiles that are across our, the industry's faces are hiding a lot of anxiety and stress that these business owners have been facing and are still facing currently as a result of the pandemic.
The associations released a roadmap to help the industry after the COVID-19 crisis after meeting with the government. Its 8 suggestions include an extension to the wage subsidy and removing GST for dining customers. On the streets of Auckland's Panmure, cafe owners say the local support's getting them through.
Yesterday was busy actually because all the neighbours, they're supporting us. Yeah, and just helping us to back to normal,
Yesterday was manic. We have some really loyal customers and they were all here yesterday wanting coffee and some food. We've had to really try and diversify this time to kind of go outside the boundaries of what we would normally do, providing meal kits for at home and cooked meals.
Bridget McDonald, Executive Director of the NZ Alcohol Beverages Council, says right now supporting your local means more than ever.
Having some cash in the till means that they can keep their staff on board, and we really do need to make sure that people are keeping jobs. Businesses have quite high overhead, so, money in the till means they can pay their bills.
John Crocker says be prepared for service to be a bit slower.
Realise that the staff are there to give you what you want, and they're doing their best. And that there will be a delay. There will be a delay because there are other customers who are thinking exactly the same thing as you. And there will be a delay because the staff have to keep everyone safer. And that's part of the cost. We're not at level 1. This is level 3. Yes, you can kind of have what you want, but there are serious restrictions. And you have to understand that and be patient and understanding.
So next time you're picking up your flat white or fries, spare a thought for the person making it for you.